in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
B&A with you, final hour of hours on this Monday morning. The good, the bad, and the ugly from the weekend, including that big Texas win at Manhattan, Kansas. Can they make it two in the Sunflower State tonight? What a second half they played. This team is very likable, Buck. There's something about them. They don't panic. They have such veteran players. I mean, there was a stretch late in that game against Kansas State where they had all five players were either fifth or sixth-year players. I mean, you got Marcus Carr, you got Timmy Allen, you got Sir Jabari Rice in his fifth year. Christian Bishop.
I mean, these guys, for Marcus to have another big game.
These dudes, they just don't panic. They're such a veteran team, and love what Rodney Terry and the staff are doing at halftime, showing them the videos of the mistakes of the first half, and they're making adjustments quickly. That's another thing with an experienced team, Buck. They can adjust on the fly. You know, sometimes young guys, if they're having a bad night, it'll just tank them for the whole night. These guys have played so much basketball, they don't. And they play for each other, and Rodney Terry is, safe to say, doing a great job. At 8-2, Buck, in this conference, to be sitting with an opportunity tonight, if you could, you know, find a win against a struggling Kansas team that has not been nearly as good of late as they were.
Get them all down.
Man, I mean, it's a tough call, but the Longhorns have beaten Kansas three of the last four meetings. Even with Chris Beard or Shaka Smart, it's three of the last four. So there is an opportunity, and that's a Kansas team that's good, but behind Jalen Wilson, they can struggle to score.
Just don't have any guard play.
They can struggle to score behind him. And I think that's what Texas, they have to copy what Iowa State did. Let Jalen Wilson, he's not going to, I want to say get his, because he can take over a basketball game. But
no, don't let him get his, because then he can get 40.
Well, but then they, well, if you let him, if you get him, his average about 20, then you probably figure he's going to get that. Same time, you got to cover everybody else. I thought that's what Iowa State did great on Saturday. They took Kevin McCullers out of the game.
The Horns averaging close to 80 points a game.
No, not in Big 12 play. They're about 70.
Are they?
But they can put it up there. And this is a team in Kansas who, you know, it's a Bill Self team. They play great half-court defense. They're going to be a crazy crowd at Fog Allen Fieldhouse tonight. But
they'd like to get out of their funk over against Texas for sure.
You know, they're just – Texas, there's something about this team. They got some moxie to them. And I continue to sing the praises of Sir Jabari Rice, because I know Christian Bishop was the real hero of the game on Saturday, because he was tremendous. But the one guy you can just count on night after night now is Sir Jabari Rice. He's just a constant at this point. Tyrese Hunter's been up and down. Marcus Carr up and down. Timmy Allen even has been up and down with his all-around game. But Jabari Rice, it just seems like every night you kind of know what you're getting from him. So a lot to like about this Longhorn team. They'll play tonight, 8 o'clock, 7:30 pregame. And as we mentioned, Craig will have the call. Craig will be on Light the Tower coming up from Kansas. So we'll hear the very latest on what's going on with the Horns. And they never came home, right? They just went straight to Kansas, Lawrence, about 80 miles, and posted up, had practice yesterday, and they'll be ready to go tonight. So looking forward to that game for sure. We've also talked about the Luka Doncic trade, winners and losers. What say you? I saw Tim Legler. Tim Legler is one of the – I think he's a really good basketball analyst. He is not a fan of this trade. He basically says what we said, that Kyrie Irving's a narcissist. He's a me player. Not about him or the team. It's about him all the time, which you don't coach that out of somebody, which I agree with. He's had chances to clean it up and become more of a team guy. Well, we'll see. I mean, this is a guy who's going to be a free agent this offseason, so, and somebody's going to sign him. Will it be the Mavericks? Mavericks have apparently not have said they're not going to re-sign him currently. They're going to let this thing play out and see what to do, if it can work. But at least you're showing your young star, Luka Doncic, who was growing more frustrated with the lack of, you know, a number two complimentary piece ever being acquired. At least you're showing Luka that you're trying, right?
Oh, yeah, he knows how good Kyrie is.
Yeah, and they played against each other in all-star games on the world stage. But we'll see. We'll see how that works out. Ty, you like it. You like it because it's trying something, not just sitting still.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. Wednesday, it's looking like Wednesday will be his first game.
Is that when Luka comes back? I mean, do they come back at the same time? I mean,
who's playing defense on that team?
Well, Dorian Finney-Smith was that guy.
He's going to ball, but the Brooklyn.
You're going to rely on guys like Markieff Morris, Reggie Bullock, there's not going to be much defense played.
And you're going to rely on scoring 125.
Shoot it out,
night.
Baby. Come
I mean,
on.
They've already said that they're exploring even more trades. So if they could add another big man to maybe take Dwight Powell's place in the starting lineup, I think that would be big.
When does the kid from Houston come back? They got injured, the big man. Is he back?
Christian Wood.
He's a good player.
He got upgraded to questionable for tonight's game, so I would assume he'd be back.
Well, you put those three on the floor together, that's a pretty good team.
Offensively, at least.
Yeah, I like that. Potentially, offensively. But defense, who's going to stop some people? That's going to be the question. And as we said earlier, the big question now is, will Kevin Durant also be traded before the deadline now that the Nets are essentially blowing this thing up, realizing it's just
not
going to
work?
He's
got to go running high somewhere, doesn't he?
What a soap opera that whole Brooklyn thing has been. Ever since Kevin Durant signed there, it was puzzling that he left Golden State to go there. He wanted to play with Kyrie Irving, like nobody wants to play with Kyrie Irving. And he vowed he could make it work. Of course, Steve Nash got fired, hired a new coach, still not working.
Ty, could you see him go back to Oklahoma City?
They're the only team that would have the assets, I think, that would be enticing for the Nets to even entertain that kind of trade. Because you're not, I mean, teams like the Lakers that don't have any assets, there's no way that's going to happen. It's going to be one of these teams that is full of younger players and draft picks. And the number one choice is the Thunder. And that would be a good storyline, too. I don't know if you'd want to go back there, but I'm sure they'd take it at this point.
We'll take your thoughts. It says Texas plus 4.5 is the play tonight. All right. I don't mind that. Because, I mean, look, Kansas had, they lost 3 in a row in Big 12 play. They lost to K-State, TCU, and Baylor in a row. Because they had been 16-2, Kansas, and then they lost those three games. It felt like they righted their ship because they beat Kentucky in that SEC Big 12 thing, and then they beat Kansas State, avenged that earlier loss at Fog Allen last week, but then they went on the road to Iowa State and got beat. So, they're a beatable team, but this is a Bill Self team. You know what you're going to get with that. Looking forward to that basketball game.
God, tonight. That Iowa State team looks like they're incredible at home. Well, they look real good at home. Just got to get them on the road.
Well, and that's why getting the win like they got on Saturday is so big. I mean, road wins in the Big 12 anytime are hard. I mean, this is a difficult conference. We know it. It's ad nauseum, but any road win is huge. And that's, give Rodney Terry this credit. I mean, they won at Oklahoma State.
Absolutely.
They won at Oklahoma. They won at K-State. This team is finding ways to win road games, and that's tough to do in the Big 12. That's why Rodney Terry is earning a lot of accolades, rightfully. So if Texas plays Kansas tonight, then they're going to play at Oklahoma this weekend. On Saturday, then they go back. How about that? They went Kansas. Now next weekend they're going Oklahoma State over a couple of day stretch.
And then when do they head to Waco after that? Is it after that?
Waco here. Baylor comes here.
Baylor
on the
comes
18th.
Here, that's right.
Yeah. And gosh, Texas is going to be on Big Monday again next week. No, it's on Tuesday. It's Tuesday night at Gallagher Iowa Arena. That's Valentine's Day on February 14th. So. Big one for the Longhorns tonight. Big decision for the Mavs. It says Luka is still young and impressionable. Cuban needs to make sure Kyrie doesn't share his opinions with the world on Luke with Luka. We don't need Luka retiring to sail to the edge of the world.
I don't think Kyrie is as crazy as the media makes him out to be.
I do.
Even the flat world thing, the flat earther thing.
Yes.
Even his quote on that was kind of taken out of, he didn't say that that's exactly what he believes. He's just challenging ideas. He's a free spirit.
Oh, that's what they call
him.
He's
a narcissist. I think Tim
that's what they call crazy people now, free spirits.
He is a me player, without a doubt. And the fact that he's gotten run out of three different organizations now where he's one of the best players in this league, that tells you a lot. I mean, it's
yeah, the dude can't seem to find a home. When you're that talented.
Well, you know who he kind of reminds me of? It's interesting. In baseball – Ricky Henderson, right? Ricky Henderson is an all-time player, but you know how many teams he played on?
Hall of Famer, yeah.
You know how many teams he played on? I mean, typically Hall of Fame players don't bounce around like Ricky Henderson did. And Ricky was a me guy. He was Ricky gonna do what Ricky do, he used to say. But gosh, look at the number of teams he played on. 1, 2, 3. I mean, he played on 15 different teams. And he's a first ballot Hall of Fame player. 3,000 hits, 1,400 stolen bases, his run scored record stands. But again, typically, Hall of Fame talent doesn't get traded and move all the time. There's a reason for it, and that's the same thing with Kyrie Irving. He doesn't stay because he soured in Cleveland because he couldn't get along with LeBron. Demanded he wanted to go be the man. Then he went to Boston where they were going to have him be the man, and he couldn't get along with Brad Stevens, and that was toxic because Brad Stevens is all about team, right? He's all about the Butler way, bringing that to Boston. And then we know in Brooklyn it hasn't worked. And, the idea was he and Kevin Durant would come in and take over the East, and it just, you know, you gotta do what's best for the team. And he rarely does that. You know, whether it's on the – but on the floor, he's a talented player. There's really no debate about that. He has been since he was the first pick of the draft out of Duke. I mean, he's a hell of a player, just like Ricky Henderson was. But, again, Hall of Fame talent doesn't bounce like that if you're doing right by the team. And, look, the Mavericks may be his third team. He may be on to his fourth team.
That's true.
Hey, Kevin Durant's been on three teams.
Well, you know, I mean, Kevin Durant's a great player, all-time scorer. But, you know, he – when Draymond Green was mean to him in Golden State, he decided he needed to get out. And, you know, he went. I still take, you know, people still criticize Kevin Durant for leaving Oklahoma City after losing to them in the NBA, in the Western Conference Finals, and then joining that team to make it a super team. That rubbed some people the wrong way. And then to go to Brooklyn and think you could bring your guy and run the show, you know, almost like we don't need a coach kind of thing, and it hasn't worked, you know, that leaves a stain on legacy. That leaves
I just will wonder when he wants to be the man himself.
This is Reggie Jackson was a narcissist too. Yeah, Mr. October. But, you know, talent wins typically. If you're very talented,
sure,
and you can still hit the long ball or still play like Kyrie does, there'll always be a landing spot because someone will say, I can fix it or get it right. And typically,
well, what has to happen for this to work?
You'll define work first.
Have him not miss as many games, have him not in the news.
Well, I mean, if you ask me if it works, I mean, they would have to make a long run in the Western Conference playoffs and become a real factor in the West.
I mean, this team was a Western Conference finalist last year.
I know they were.
People forget that.
I don't. I remember. But at the same time, you know, but I mean, you have to define what work is, and then what has to happen for it to work becomes the next phase of that. For it to work, I think they got to get back to the Western Finals. And then who knows? And Kyrie's got to be a team player. He's got to be a big factor in this thing. Because we know this about Luka Doncic. He controls the ball, right? The ball's always in his hands. Kyrie's got to be okay with being off the ball and not having the ball in his hands because Luka facilitates everything for them. He's got to be ready to shoot the basketball. And when was the last time he had this situation, right? It was LeBron.
When James Harden was there. James Harden played point guard.
Oh, that's right. Those three together. But even all the way back to his LeBron days, he didn't, because LeBron controls the ball in Cleveland. And so we'll see. He's got to buy into what. And Jason Kidd has his work cut out, but as you said, at least they're trying.
By the way, my guy James Harden did not make the All-Star team. What's the deal here, Philadelphia?
Who?
James Harden. The
guy's like an afterthought now.
Come on. What are you talking about?
He's like Tim Hardaway Jr. level.
Oh,
what?
Slippage.
Guy has had a fantastic year.
Slippage, my friend.
You're holding that against him. He's having a really good year for the Sixers.
What are the Sixers doing?
They haven't changed that roster up much at all.
No.
What, they're what, second in the East right now?
Yeah. Thank you, Ben Simmons.
All right, so we will continue these conversations. We'll also get back into the Big 12. Texas and Oklahoma want out of the Big 12, and as the Ross Dellinger article that I retweeted this morning and I read over the weekend says, the Big 12 wants them out too. The Big 12 is ready for them to be gone after this coming season. And I told you this last week, Buck, that the Big 12 wanted to announce the agreement that Texas and Oklahoma would be playing one calendar year in the Big 12 and then be gone. They wanted to announce that ahead of putting out the schedule. They wanted that to be all at once. But they couldn't get the deal done because, not because of anybody in the Big 12 or Brett Yormark, the new commissioner. It's really all about TV.
Fox, yeah.
Fox. It's all Fox. And Fox has a contract with the Big 12, just like the Big 12 has an ESPN contract. And Fox's contract with the Big 12 runs through 2025. We'll get some details on that coming up because I've been told by those in the know that it's still not done. I know there was some reporting on Friday that it's over, not going to happen. That's posturing. I mean, that is completely a game of chicken for one side to get it out in the news that it's over and it's not going to happen. Now, even ESPN put out the report that it's over, and they're the ones trying to negotiate this thing to get them into. Because remember, in 2024, the new SEC contract kicks in for ESPN. Like, CBS is done. ESPN owns the Southeastern Conference football rights. So they want Texas and Oklahoma.
Of course they do. They want them in there
for that year. But again, Fox is saying, what's it worth to you? Got to make us whole. Because we have the rights. We have the granting of rights with the Big 12 through 2025. So we're going to lose those games. We're going to lose that revenue. And you need to make it right. If not, you're breaking our contract, and that's where this thing stands. But I'll get the very latest on it. But it is odd that we're going to go into a season where it's pretty clear. Like, there was one in this article I retweeted from Ross Dellinger, who's going to join our show tomorrow to give us the latest what he's hearing. But one big 12 administrator He says they want to be out, and we want them out. I mean, that's where they are. They don't want to, because everyone realized, as we said at the beginning, when this was first announced, the idea was that, because, of course, the remaining eight Big 12 teams were fearful the conference was going to collapse with Texas and Oklahoma leaving, and it kind of could have, but it didn't. And, of course, the other eight were mad, right? They went to the Capitol. They were yelling, Bob Bowlesby. Everybody was mad. But that is all settled down. The Big 12 has stabilized. They've added a commissioner.
Well, not only have they done that, now they've got a chance to now pilfer a couple teams from the Pac-12 as this thing moves on. And they like to get rid of Texas and Oklahoma, too, I got to believe.
Well, the latest on the Pac-12 is that George Kliavkoff, their commissioner, is not doing a very good job of selling his vision. Last thing I saw was of the 10 teams remaining in the Pac-12.
How many are headed to the Big Ten?
Well, four, because Kliavkoff at a recent meeting advised everybody to sign this new deal that we got. And four said okay. Six said no. Because they're waiting for a better deal. Now, the fact that it's more than half of the teams have not signed tells you, you know, Washington and Oregon would love to hear from the Big Ten.
Yes.
And remember, the Big Ten now has a new commissioner because Kevin Warren, the commissioner, took a job with the Chicago Bears in the National Football League. But I saw where the president of Iowa, Gary Barta, who's a very powerful force in the Big Ten, says nothing changes. We're moving forward with USC and UCLA, and I would expect they're going to be very aggressive. We talked about the Big 12 adding those desert schools, Arizona State potentially, possibly
sure.
Colorado, maybe get Deion Sanders up and running, and maybe Utah. But again, Big 12 is ready for them to be gone. The divorce, it's like they're living together now, but they want to move out, but they can't afford to live apart at this point.
Or if Yurmark ever got Colorado into this conference, with Deion just rolling in now, that would be unbelievable for them.
Well, I don't wonder if the Big Ten doesn't flirt with the Colorado, just because they're, you know, that's their that's what they do. They do big state schools. Big state schools in the Big Ten, if you could add Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, I mean, those are three big state schools.
Is that an academic fit?
No, but it's also a regional fit, because we've said this. The move for USC and UCLA is not just for football.
No.
I mean, they got to play other sports.
Of course.
And you're going to tell me they're going to travel to the Midwest and the East Coast for everything, baseball, volleyball, basketball, you know, everything that they play at those schools, that's a problem. They need to have some regional
sure.
teams, and that's what makes sense for the Big 12, Big 10 to add, you know, Colorado, you know, the Pac-12, Stanford, Washington, Oregon.
Right.
And, you know, eventually if Notre Dame wants to find a conference, they would likely land in the Big 12, Big 10 as well. But again,
no one ever says the word Cal. Are they just out of it?
Do they play sports?
That's
at
what I see. You asked me that. Yeah, do they still do that? Don't they? Don't they still have a swimming program?
There's been a push to like cancel football there. Yeah, it's you know, you know Berkeley.
You know, I know it's not happening at Stanford because Condoleezza Rice is not going to let it happen. The provost there is going to go cancel what?
Well, cancel culture is alive and well in this country, but nowhere more than Cal Berkeley. They want to cancel anything they don't like.
Well, they're not going to do that at Stanford.
No, Stanford will be in the mix. They've got a proud football tradition. We'll be back. B&E on the Horn, your thoughts on that. I'll get you the very latest. Just got a text on the situation where it stands. We'll also continue to preview Texas and Kansas tonight in Big 12 hoops and take your stories from the weekend. Rebuilding. Bucky, you said your Viking fence took a tree and direct.
Oh, it's all right.
Broke the tree.
Yeah, the tree's busted up.
How about that?
Sorry about that.
That's what happens when you call a Viking fence. Yeah. We're back. B&E on the Horn.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Hey, before the top of the hour, we're going to check in the desert. Our man Super Bowl Stu Myrick is on site, on scene for Super Bowl 57. What a dandy it should be on Sunday. Will be the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. And Stu will be providing us with Radio Row conversations. So we'll get a preview from him on what's coming this week. We used to go out there. We'll go like if the
Aaron Andrews hasn't shown up there yet. She's still got some work to do here before she leaves, right?
The big ones show up like Wednesday.
She is the big one.
I know. She'll be there Wednesday.
Her entourage of 30 or 40.
Yeah, how about the big story of the weekend outside of after Tom Brady retired and now the quarterback days of our lives in the NFL, Cowboys hiring Brian Schottenheimer.
Dude, they need more weapons. Well, where are they going to get these weapons from?
How about the report that some CBS officials had to fly to Romo's house to say, hey, pick up your game. We're paying you too much. You're slipping. Speaking of slippage, we're talking about slippage with
executives Wired. Went to the house
yeah.
to visit with him?
Because remember, when he came on scene, he was a house of fire. Everybody loved Tony Romo, and he got that huge contract. And apparently they haven't been as pleased with his performance of late. There are some suggesting he's playing too much golf. he's not prepared.
Trying to get into the Masters.
Then others say he's overprepared, so he's got paralysis by analysis he's got going. I don't know, but that'll be a storyline at the Super Bowl. But the game itself looks like, you know, my only fear for this game, the only way it's not a good game is if one of the quarterbacks gets hurt, right? Like, because you like takes a shot, and all of a sudden Patrick Mahomes' ankle's out, so Chad Henne's in the game, or Jalen Hurts with his shoulder, all of a sudden he takes a big hit, and he's out. Now all of a sudden we got a different game. But if everybody stays
I'm
on
real,
the field,
real worried
watch
out. About the big fatty Chris Jones falling on Jalen Hurts' shoulder.
Fatty. Well, again, I mean, the Eagles have the best pass rush in pro football. I mean, that's – and you have – you're going to – whatever Patrick Mahomes is, he's still going to be somewhat limited in his ability to ad-lib and scramble. 2 weeks after the high ankle sprain, he won't be himself.
And I know that's the best against the best because that group on his offensive line now are one of the best in the NFL now.
And remember,
with
when
Creed
he was,
Humphrey at center, I mean, he's
Orlando
awesome.
Brown. But remember, when they were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, they got blitzed by the Buccaneers and they couldn't move the ball because their offensive line was just getting wrecked.
Oh, they're good now.
And they rebuilt that offensive line. That was also the week, remember, Andy Reid's son had the DWI.
Yeah, you thought they were.
Yeah, I mean, to me, there was no way Andy Reid was going to be focused for that
game. Sure, he was a little spaced out.
I mean, his son gets drunk and runs into and kills somebody, and he's arrested, he's in jail, he's a part of your staff, and he's your son. And it just felt like that whole team was distracted that game. Now, Buccaneers were great. Tom Brady got his Super Bowl with the Bucs. It was on their home field. But this one, I think Andy Reid would be locked in. By the way, his son's in jail now for that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Bad decisions he made. He is in jail. On the Big 12 discussion, when the Longhorns and Sooners can leave, it was explained to me this way, Buck, and this makes sense for the listeners so you can understand. Here, Fox has a contract. And if Texas and Oklahoma are going to leave early, they have to make Fox whole on this conversation because why do TV networks, ESPN and Fox, pay the big bucks to carry these games? It's to sell advertising, right? We know, I just saw where the last of the Super Bowl ads are now sold. Fox has sold all of their inventory of 30-second commercials for the Super Bowl. $7 million for some of the price tags. $7 million for 30 seconds. And that's obviously why these networks invest in sports, because in this day and age of binge watching and recording and watching later, one of the very, very few things that people still watch live is sports. They tune in, they make an appointment, they watch the whole game, they don't change the channel. They watch the commercials. So then you've got the beers and the cars and everybody, they'll spend big money to advertise on those games. Here's the problem with the current Big 12. Do you realize that the only games the Big 12 airs that consistently have over a million viewers are any game involving Texas and Oklahoma? And if they play each other, it does a great rating. But any other game that doesn't, I mean, it could be Baylor TCU in a good matchup.
Doesn't matter.
They don't draw the numbers. And so not only is Fox saying, wait a second, you got every game they play in conference draws a big number. We're going to lose all of that, which means then we can't sell advertising to what we thought. We're going to take a hit. It's not just about the contract. So this is where the Big 12 has to, if the presidents want them gone, well, then they're going to have to pay for it. Somebody's got to pay for that. You know, ESPN has made some offers to make it whole. But Fox isn't just going to walk away from a year.
But it's always been a money thing, right?
On
them leaving before, it was always going to be about the money.
But that was going to be with the other teams, the other schools. The school presidents were going to hold them, and they're still going to have to buy themselves out
right,
and pay the right fees to leave, the exit fees. But Fox has now come in and said, wait a second, no, we have a contract.
Well, we're letting you know with the whole Big 12. We're letting everybody in the Big 12 know that this is a big deal now.
Oh, yeah. Because everybody just assumed they would be able to find common ground and move on. Because everyone in the college football industry realizes 2024 is when everything lines up and the new 12-team playoff comes online. But as I told you in the final line of the article written by Ross Dellinger on this topic at Sports Illustrated over the weekend, said one athletic director said, we sold our souls to the devil, but we love our paycheck, meaning we're not ready to give any money back. We know we let TV drive everything. We let TV run everything. But we kind of like that paycheck, you know.
Sure,
money's good. So that's where the Big 12 is. We'll talk to Ross tomorrow. We'll get the very latest.
Boy, what is it going to be to get him out now?
It's a lot. But ESPN, ESPN has offered trading some games, allowing Texas and Oklahoma to play some games on Fox. I mean, I don't know how that's going to work out. But that's why I say go to my Twitter at Aaron Hogan, or go to Sports Illustrated and find the column written over the weekend by Ross Dellinger, and it is a long article, but it is a deep dive into all of the ins and outs, very informative on this topic of, and even his article says he still thinks it can happen and maybe will happen before 2024, but they still have ground to cover here to get this thing done, and that's Again, it's not just Fox being stubborn and no, it's a contract. They're going to lose a lot of money when Texas and Oklahoma leave. So that's where that stands. Hey, can we do a quick flex segment? Can we get some flex up in here there, T.Y.? Let's get our flex segment for a Monday, recapping a busy weekend. We've certainly talked about the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll check in with Stu Myrick on Radio Row at the Super Bowl coming up. But let's hit the flex.
Flex ATX for the best high school sports coverage. Listen to the horn and go to FLXATX.com. Flex 30 is brought to you by Brain Vault. Brain Vault is a revolutionary and patented mouth guard that has been proven to help reduce the risk of concussion. Visit BrainVault.com and join the movement.
Join the movement. All right, Flex Buck, our friend Anthony Williams, Coach Anthony Williams, had a great turnout yesterday at his camp. We had Coach on last week a couple times. 14th annual Texas Football Showcase was completed. I think that's a really cool thing they do over at Del Valle, that indoor facility, where it's for unsigned players, underclassmen who are still have high school football to play, and then unsigned players who are done with high school or to transfer and still want to play and want to learn about how to, you know, still play football beyond your high school years just because you didn't sign D1. Anthony, and you know, they do a full combine, and they went through all their drills. Anthony even told us his wife does a seminar on for the parents about, because they've had four D1 athletes, kind of like you had three D1 soccer players out of your house, but educate the parents on how to navigate how this all works. So that was cool. The 14th annual, our Flex crew was out there, so that was pretty cool. Hopefully they had a good time. And look who's there. There's Steve Foster right there.
There's Foss.
The Foss man was out at Del Valle doing his thing. So appreciate everybody that helped make that happen. And at the college, there were going to be more college coaches out there to watch it, Buck, but because of travel. I mean, coaches who were going to come couldn't get here because of the ice storm. They still had it, and they did everything on a stream. So a lot of coaches around the country who wanted to watch these players around the state of Texas get a firsthand look. They watched the stream and looking for some talent, Buck. You got to fill your roster, and you know this,
you do.
Division 1, 2, 3, and you know, a lot of college football being played around the great state and around the country. So that was cool.
Also, it's great for the parents to get all that information that they need, too.
Well, because I know as a parent, you just want, that's what you want.
True. Plus, you want to find ways that if you're not getting a totally full scholarship, how do you get monies?
Right. And what do your grades have to be? What's the process? Best practices? All those things are really important. And if you don't know, you're trying to search the internet, trying to find it. Those are folks who know, have been through the process many times. Also, if you go over to FlexATX.com, you're going to see our weekly power poll for basketball. Number one team in this area, Buck, continues to be Stony Point. They beat Cedar Ridge on Friday. They're 26-1, the Tigers are. Best team in this area, 6A or anywhere. San Marcos is 2, Buda Johnson, Westlake, and Lake Travis round out the top 5 in 6A. That's the same as last week. All won their games last week. In 5A, it's Rouse, Connolly, Hendrickson, Eastview, and Georgetown. And in 4A, Mater, New Tech, Bernie, Wimberley, LaGrange, and Fredericksburg are your top 5. Always check that on Monday.
And Ty, how much do they miss Greathouse over at Westlake within his senior year of basketball? I mean, because he was a stud of a basketball player.
They still got players. I expect them to make a run in the playoffs.
Oh, okay. I know they still got players. I said, do they really, really miss him? I mean, he was a physical force on the basketball at the basketball program, right?
They like to keep their guys, you know, the guys that are there year round playing. From my experience there, at least, you know, it doesn't matter. You come out of football, you got to earn those minutes. So I don't think he'd be making that big of an impact.
Oh, you don't?
I'm sure they miss him.
Hey, so speaking of Jaden Greathouse going to Notre Dame, how about Notre Dame? How about Tommy Reese? I talked to a lot of Notre Dame friends over the weekend who say you can.
Yeah, what Alabama is it that he does there?
30-year-old. Notre Dame fans are like, he's not good, y'all. He's not good. We watched every game.
I said, they better get used to the run game and get that offensive line cranking, which they can.
Nick Saban is indicating where he's going here.
He saw
what Georgia's doing. They're going physical. I mean, I think Nick Saban wants to get back to bloodying some people's nose and, you know, get the tight end back involved.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, with Lane Kiffin and then Steve Sarkisian, it became more and more wide open.
You've got to look and see what running backs that dude has.
Who's playing
there?
Quarterback next year?
I know. Well, look, Texas plays at
Tuscaloosa. Whoever it is going to be handing off a lot.
Texas plays at Tuscaloosa next September. So, I mean, it's a game to keep your eye on. The Longhorns are going there with an experienced team and Steve Sarkisian's third year. That'll be a monster game early. But, yes, I mean, he's indicating where he's going with Tommy Reese, but whoever that is, it's going to be a new offensive staff, a new coordinator calling plays. And we know Nick Saban's involved in everything. But
really, a new quarterback.
New quarterback. And, you know, that can be a plus for Texas. And also, you don't know, right? You don't have a lot of film on what they're going to do, so they can disguise some things, you would think. So they're also hiring Kevin Steele to run the defense.
God, Kevin Steele's been everywhere.
Yeah.
And done a good job just about every place he's been, by the way. I'm not just saying he's been everywhere. He's done a good job. Kevin Steele can coach D.
Pretty safe to say that Nick Saban's tired of getting. Remember the cut we played when, who was it, David Pollack, the former Georgia Bulldog, looked straight at him during the broadcast and said, oh, no, it's Georgia that now owns college football.
Yeah.
Georgia has taken over from Alabama, and Nick kind of just sat there. All right, Pollack. We'll see. But I don't know what Tommy Reese is doing to excite anybody. We'll see. There you go. That's some coaching news. Cowboys hired Brian Schottenheimer to be their offensive coordinator. Remember, he was on the staff as an analyst last year, but he will not be calling plays. That's going to be on Mike McCarthy.
So what is that Romo? I mean, I know Romo makes a lot of money. I mean, I always thought he was okay. I didn't think he was great, but I don't think he's gotten worse.
Well, that was just the report from the New York Post. Andrew Marchand said that they flew. Now, the Fox people or CBS says, wait a second.
Do they want him to be outspoken or so? What do they want him to be?
I don't know.
Not be himself or something?
They're not happy with his current relation. Like his I don't know. I mean, basically it said his the chemistry between he and Jim Nantz has just been off for whatever reason. And they need to get it back. I don't know. They're paying him $18 million bucks. They're paying him essentially what the
– Oh, they're going to bitch about something anyway. Yeah, $18 million bucks, there's going to be something that they don't like about him.
I liked him this year.
I did,
yeah,
too.
I mean,
I
think
I do think that Greg Olson coming on Fox really – I thought Greg Olson was outstanding. Now, Tom Brady's taking his job. And we told you this last week when Brady retired. Remember, Brady's already under contract to Fox. You're going to see Tom Brady all over the Super Bowl. He's going to be there. He's going to be in a suit. He's going to be talking about the game. He's already a Fox employee at this point. And he's walking right into that chair.
$400 million?
I don't know what they're paying him, but it's good. You know who was at the Grammys last night that wasn't having fun? I'll tell you on the other side.
All right.
He had a great seat, too. But you can just, if you can read body language, he was not. He wanted to be somewhere else. I'll tell you that coming up on Beanie.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
It says Shaquille O'Neal and other players forced their way out of places, Miami, Orlando, but the media makes Kyrie look bad because he doesn't like the media and speaks his mind. Well, I know this is from the media, but if you look at the cover, Buck, of the New York paper this morning, what is it, this? The New York Post, their headline is, he's your headache now.
There you go.
On his way to Dallas, but we'll see. I think it's different. I mean, we were on the air when Shaq was being traded. I mean, it was, you know, when he wanted out of L.A., it was because he and Kobe couldn't get along, and Kobe didn't like his work ethic. We kind of know that story. But
was talked about, too. That wasn't something that went by.
Well, somebody said that LeBron was on three different teams. Like LeBron, every team in the league would crawl over glass to sign LeBron James to their team.
That guy was trying to get – it was about winning championships with him.
He played his 7 years in Cleveland and then chose to go to Miami.
Right.
And then chose to go back to Cleveland and then chose the Lakers. So
all the things that he was allowed to do.
Kyrie Irving, all I will say is I understand it. We hear this all the time. I've never been a fan. The fact that he couldn't get along with LeBron in the first place in Cleveland because he wanted to be the man. Okay, get it. You're a young star. You want to be the man. Well, you went to Boston and they were going to let you be the man. Like they gave you the keys to one of the great franchises in NBA history, and he didn't want it. I mean, he wouldn't work at it, and he was a narcissist and a me guy. That got him to Brooklyn, where he's been nothing but a headache. So, you know, we'll see. I hope it works in Dallas. I'm glad for Luka Doncic that they are at least making a move to bring in a player. They get Christian Wood back. They're going to be an interesting team to watch. And, you and I are in the interesting game. It's good when there's an interesting story in the Mavericks.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Luka needed.
This is the now interesting.
Yes.
I mean, the Cowboys are always interesting, whether they win or lose.
Oh,
but
for sure.
Jerry keeps that in the headlines. But Mavericks are now interesting, at least. Hey, let's get to look who's with us. He's on our Comrex hotline from the Horn site on Radio Row, Phoenix, Arizona, / Glendale, Arizona. Actually, I don't think that's where the game is going to be played. Stu Myrick, Super Bowl. Stu Myrick, it's his time of year. Stu, how you doing? Where is Radio Row located this time around?
It is at the Phoenix Convention Center in downtown Phoenix.
Same as last year. Same as last time.
Yeah,
not year, time.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. 49 was last time, yeah.
And that was...
So, and they are spread out. They got us in one building. They got, like, the NFL experience in another building. And then they had the credential pickup in another building. So you're walking all over Phoenix just to get stuff going.
If memory serves, the last time we were there, Super Bowl 49, that was a Tom Brady game. That was coming off of Deflategate, remember? I mean, the whole...
That was
49. And, of course, no Tom Brady this year, but you know, maybe the newest Tom Brady, the next Tom Brady, which is Patrick Mahomes, who's been in five straight NFC Championship games, his third Super Bowl already, and he will face one of the young faces of the league in Jalen Hurts. It's going to be a hell of a ball game.
It is going to be a great ball game. In fact, I am slated to talk to Patrick's super agent, Lee Steinberg, on Friday morning. So,
oh, nice. Can you get him?
Unfortunately, it's right after you guys go off the air.
Oh, so come on now, Stu.
It'll be recorded.
Remember when nobody wanted to talk to Patrick Mahomes at the last Super Bowl?
I know, but I'm handicapped by these PR guys. You know, they got their time slots. You know, so I kind of have to take what they give me.
Well, find Romo when you get a chance. Find Bill Romanowski and his wife.
I'll get Romo. I'm sure we
Please.
Can get him. And I get to go to Lee's Super Bowl party on
of
Saturday.
Of course.
So there's that.
Hey, I know
there's
all the
that.
Guys at Dallas from the ticket are up there. Go down there and see if you can get one of them on tomorrow with us to talk about this Mavericks trade and what the Cowboys are up to, all right? See if you can snag
sure
one of those.
I sure will. Yeah, I know. Yeah, the ticket, I can see the ticket. They're down about the other end of Radio Row from me. I also know 105.3 The Fan is supposed to be here, so
nice.
We can look them up as
and
well.
Stay away from them hookers, those nasty hookers down there.
They don't have hookers in
Come
Phoenix.
On, man. Phoenix.
We call them call girls.
Call girls, nasty
high
hookers,
end.
High-end
Ladies
nasty.
Of the evening.
Yeah, whatever, and the day and the morning and whatever.
Hey, Stu, are you going to make it over to the Waste Management Golf Tournament? You know, I saw where of the top 24 players in the world, 23 will be playing in this event in Phoenix, coinciding with the Super Bowl.
As it turns out, so my housemate, Joe Roderick from St. Louis, he finagled two passes for us. So
wow.
We might shoot over there like Saturday before we do all the parties. We might shoot over there Saturday and check it out.
That'll be fun. Well, Stu, we look forward to your coverage. And as we have the last few years, you'll line up interviews live that you can get for us between 6 and 10 our time. But that's really early out in the desert. So
we're 1 hour ahead of Texas. So in fact, right now here in Phoenix, it is just before 9 o'clock.
Right,
sweet.
9 o'clock a.m. Mountain Time.
Well,
so.
and so you'll be getting guests for our show and for all the shows here on the Horn. Obviously, the Money Hours, Money Time will be with probably Chad and Zay through the midday, and then Harge and the guys in the afternoon. But you're also going to be recording a bunch of interviews with great people that you'll be posting up at our website, correct?
Absolutely. HornFM.com, and they will be available as a podcast. Search the Horn at Super Bowl 57 Radio Row.
Thanks, Stu.
Thank you,
buddy.
Sir. We'll be checking in.
All right. Thanks,
Enjoy
guys.
Yourself out there. Get to that media party.
You're going to see that caramel skin beauty of a man that used to play for the Jets. Will he be there?
Curtis Martin.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, Stu loves
good-looking man.
Loves the free food at the media buffet.
Oh, that's a crusher.
Because, you know, the media party is always good. They do a good media party on Phoenix.
Stu gets them all.
Hey, everybody, have a great Monday. We'll be watching Big Monday Basketball tonight, Texas Hoops. Craig Way will have more on that coming up with Jeff and the crew. Because he is in Lawrence, Kansas, to call that game. That'll be then Chad and Zay through the midday. Harge and Rod this afternoon with Ball Don't Lie. Of course, Glenn Davis with Soccer Matters coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, part of a busy Monday right ahead of Texas Hoops. 8 o'clock tip, 7:30 pregame. Let me say thanks again, Buck, to my friend Travis Tindall and Tamara. They had us out for – they're doing some soft openings at their new restaurant in downtown Buda called Taste on Main.
Mm.
It's a tremendous new steak and seafood restaurant on Main Street in downtown. It's not open yet. Coming soon. Coming real soon.
Coming soon.
Can't tell you when, but it might be ready for your Valentine's Day time.
Ooh.
I don't know. I can't be for sure. Check out the website, tasteonmain.com. It is the real deal. First class, amazing food, great people. Thanks again. I saw Jack Gilmore over there, Buck, from
nice.
Jack Gallon's Kitchen. He said to say hello to you. Hey, everybody, have a great one. Never Leave the Hour podcast at hornfm.com.